Hello, Blind Cool Tech. This is Hope Poppenmeyer, and I am going to finally give you my career cast. It's going to be kind of brief because I'll go into more details probably on another podcast, but I'll just give you the general kind of information that, you know. I was born February 17th, 1985. 1980, I don't know why I said 1985. Okay. I was born February 17th, 1985. Oh my gosh, I keep doing it again. 1980. I promise I'm not usually this scatterbrained. By the way, I'm using an Olympus DS2. I'm not using any external mics or anything like that. They're just the built-ins. I'm sure you can tell by, all the mic noise, or the handling noise of the recorder. I apologize for that. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, I was born in 1980. I was actually born in 80, folks. 85 just kept coming out for some reason. Let's see. I was born prematurely. I was actually 4.5 months premature, and I was 1 pound, 5 ounces when I was born. And then I went down to 12 ounces, which actually, and the doctors, of course, you know, gave my mother the, she's not going to make it, so we may as well forget it type story. I made it, obviously, or I wouldn't be here. I ended up being one of the RLF kids. Well, I guess it's ROP now, but it was RLF back when I was growing up. Actually, I don't know when they changed it over, but I've always known, I mean, but now I know it's R-O-P. Okay. Wow. It's early morning. I'm gonna blame it on that. It's early morning. Very early morning. And I have very, very noisy, noisy neighbors. And I have not been able to really sleep yet. And these, I'll go back to myself in a minute, but I have to tell you, they live above me. I live in an apartment complex, and they live above me, and they have a child, and I love kids, but this child feels the need to jump very, very loudly and forcefully on my ceiling, and every time she does it, the ceiling cracks. At least it sounds like it does, and one of these times, I know it's gonna fall down on my head, and I'm gonna get buried alive in plaster. Jumps on the bed, and it's right above my head, so it's, and I'm in the basement, so it's, ugh, I don't know, I'm sorry, but I just need to vent, because this whole time I've been living here, it's been peaceful. These people just moved in. When she's not jumping, the child is screaming her head off, and I do mean screaming, because she doesn't want something. They're making her do it anyway. She doesn't want to go. She doesn't have to. Ugh, and she cries, and she cries. And I, like I said, I love kids. It's making it sound like I don't like kids. But the mother is so lax, she does nothing about it. And then she'll either do nothing, and then you'll hear her just using profanity, screaming them at the child, which is not helping. So it's just not a good situation all the way around up there. And I've gone up there several times to complain. And, you know, I usually don't complain either. I'm usually fairly passive. I usually just let things go. But since I have seizures, I kind of need to regulate my sleep just a little bit. And I was told that I needed to rest and everything else. And I just said, you know, is it possible that you could just keep it down just a bit? And there goes the ceiling. And she said, you know, that, you know, they weren't being loud, and then the child demonstrated that they were being extremely loud at that moment. And I said, is it possible that maybe, I said, I don't know what's going on, if she's jumping or just, and then I got yelled at, don't tell me how to raise my child. You're blind, aren't you? I can tell you're blind. You know what? You blind people need to be in an institution. And then she slammed the door, so. Okay. There you go. Nice, nice neighbors. Okay, so there you go. Sweethearts. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the situation is. Right now it's relatively quiet. I think possibly everybody went to sleep. Which is why I'm gonna keep this brief, because I'm gonna try and steal some sleep before. Well, I'm gonna upload the. I'm gonna edit this and upload it and. Well, send it to Larry and then try and get some sleep. And, yeah, I've been on the list for all this time and I've been writing all these emails, but you guys haven't heard a voice, and I know it's neat. It really is a good thing to associate a voice with a person's email or with text or something. So I can.
100%. Hold on, you're listening to the Cheesy Resident Evil 11845.
Forgive me, that was Jaws, my computer, and I was uploading another file to someone else, and well, it had a very interesting name. It was a clip, actually, that was given to me, and it wasn't able to be sent in an attachment. And the name of the file was, "Is the Cheese Really Pregnant?" Long story. It's an interesting little thing, which I won't go into now. You know what? I was talking about myself. This is totally not good. I am so sorry about this. This was supposed to be a career cast, and I'm going off on a whole bunch of different directions. I apologize, everyone. I'm not usually this disorganized. And I think I can get a podcast up? Okay. Okay, so. All right. Back to me. And this was going to be brief, too. Okay, back to me. So yeah, I had have retinopathy of prematurity, ROP. I guess it was RLF. I can never remember the actual initials to that, or the actual words to that to those initials. Retin something something fibroplasia or something like that. I can never remember it. That's terrible, but oh well. Well, it's no longer called that anyway. I went to public schools. I was, put into nursery school and public schools. Up until I was in 7th grade. But, like I said, if you want a more detailed bio, which isn't so scattered, I'll give you kind of a life type, cast where I'll go into various parts, things that happened in my life. This is just sort of an intro to, let you guys know that there is a voice to me. Okay. I'm sorry. Again, I'm doing this going off thing. This is terrible. I didn't exactly keep notes, take notes, and perhaps I should have. I always think I can do better free form and ad-libbing. No. Okay, so I went to public schools until I was in 7th grade, and then. 7th grade, which would have been in 92, I went to the Ohio State School for the Blind, otherwise known by its adoring alumni as the Braille Jail. Had some fun times down there, I guess, sort of. If you can, I mean, not really. Do you know what the fun parts were? Forensics, which is like not, I'm not talking about the study of death. I'm talking about debate and speech. I love that kind of thing. There was a forensics team, and we went from state to state school and that kind of thing. And I was in track. I love running and things like that. So I did. So basically, my fun was, the forensics and cheerleading. Cheerleading was kind of dumb. I just kind of didn't do anything because they had an A squad and a B squad, and the A squad was basically for people that knew what they were doing. Mostly people that had a little bit of vision or people that were, I guess, more coordinated than me. I was put on the B squad, and the B squad just sat there and said, "Yay, go, good job." They just sort of sat on the sidelines and said, "Good job." Kind of like the pep squad. It was really. But that was okay because I got to go on some trips out of state, so that part was fun. I sound really negative here, but I'm not. I just had some negative experiences down there that I won't go into here. I'll just say that there were some interesting times at the Braildale. I did meet some cool people. One person in particular I still talk to. The rest, though, all of my friends that were going to be my friends, we were going to keep in touch when I left in 8th grade. At the end of 8th grade, I left. And we were all going to keep in touch, and we didn't. And I think I know why. But, like I said, I'll go into that later. After the blind school, I went back to public schools, and I went to high school. And that was when things really started. I loved high school. I mean, we didn't go out of state for things, but oh, their music program was incredible. And I'm a musician. I play the piano, keyboard, anything with keys. I love it. I play by ear, obviously, because I can't. And I don't do the Braille music thing. I can see why somebody might want it, I guess, but I mean, playing the piano. I just can't see you reaching up to read the next notes. You'd kind of have to, I guess you'd have to memorize it. And I'd rather just listen to a song and memorize it that way rather than reading it. I mean, that's not to say that, you know, everybody has their own way of doing it. Well. Yes, I would just rather do this. I sound like I'm just, I don't mean it how it's sounding. Yeah, I love the keyboard. I love the piano. The piano is just... I sing a little. But really, I mean, I was in choir all 4 years of high school. But really, my love is for the piano. I mean, at least playing-wise. But I love to just hear choral music. I love any kind of music, really. That's music. Now, I don't know about the whole rap scene of today's generation. Some of it is good. I'm not gonna disrespect anything because it's, you know, it's all art, I guess, in its own way. I just prefer to listen to other kinds of music. Okay, so I had an amazing experience happen to me in 10th grade. I always have played since I can remember the piano. And in high school, our choir director would let students accompany the choir. Sometimes he would let student accompanists sit down and play rather than the director himself. The director would conduct. So it was kind of really interesting. Well, my 10th grade year, I got to accompany a song, and I was so excited. And a lot of people thought I couldn't do it. I don't know if you're going to be able to do it. You need to follow the music. I'm like, just let me hear it, you know? And I finally got it down. I mean, I practiced and practiced and practiced and practiced because I was not going to mess this up. I did mess it up a little bit. I messed up. I had a couple wrong notes, and it's kind of obvious in the beginning because I was nervous. Maybe others didn't notice. The song was called My Wish for You, and it was the spring concert of my 10th grade year. And, My Wish for You was it's basically a song about, you know, I wish you the sunshine in springtime. I wish you the ripple of rain. I wish you all the best things that life has to offer. I wish you these things till we meet again. Things like that, you know, all these things that, all good things. And seniors of the class of 96 were graduating that year, and it was their last concert, and it was kind of appropriate and touching for them and for me as well, because I got to play and I was just so into the whole song. I mean, I was into the moment. And usually, you know, after a song, everybody's just like, yay, and everybody's applauding and happy and everything like that. This received a standing ovation, and I don't mean to brag here, but it was like the highlight of my high school career. I was like, and everybody was just, like, totally, and you know what? It didn't receive it because of me. I'm not saying that. It was just, it was an amazing song. Everybody was just caught up in the moment. And I'm trying, if I can find the song, I would play the song just because it's a beautiful song. If I end up submitting, or when I end up submitting that full live cast, I'll see if I can't find the song and find a way to convert it up to a wave or MP3 or something to insert it into this podcast. Because I did get the recording of the concert. I actually got the recording of all the concerts that I did. pardon me. Okay, so that was just amazing. That was the highlight of my high school career. That was my 10th grade highlight. I was in the musicals also. I was very active in anything musical, theater. All that stuff was really cool. And let's see. I graduated high school. I went to Wright State in Dayton, Ohio, and was actually, I majored in English, minored in music performance, then switched and went to music performance, and graduated and have not gone back to grad school because what I really wanted to do was music therapy. However, my rehab counselor, I love these people, she said, and I quote, "That's not a marketable profession. We're not going to fund you." And at the time, we didn't have the money, and I was trying for scholarships because I really wanted to do music therapy, and I still want to do music therapy because, Jamie, you are just amazing, and you thank you so much for all that amazing information that you sent. Yay, there's another. It's just good to know that there are others. And Jamie did it, so if Jamie can do it, I can do it. And she said it wasn't marketable. Well, she doesn't know what she's talking about. I'm talking about Jamie Pauls, by the way, in case anybody who is listening to this is new and doesn't know what I'm talking about. There was a thing on the email list about music therapy, and he also did a submission about his life, and he discussed being a music therapist, so... okay, so basically that's where we are so far. I've been out of college now for 3 years, and I'm 25 now. I'm gonna kind of wrap it up here. I know that was really choppy, really spread out, really just barely touching the surface, and I apologize for that. But like I said, I will be submitting another more detailed, more extensive sort of life cast. And it will hopefully piece together some of the kind of inconclusive and sort of just kind of ambiguous, things that I left out. So, thanks for listening, and I will be back. So, thank you very much. Before I go, I want to end with a piece off of my CD called Hope in Your Heart. And the song, actually, I wrote it in 9th grade. And I actually didn't write the song. I mean, it started out as just a poem. And turned into a song later. And it's basically just a song about, you know, I'm here and I'm free. I'm finally able to be free. So, the song is really, really personal to me because the poem really originated from an experience that I had back in the 8th grade that, like I said, I'll go into later. And that will explain probably further the song that I am going to give to you now. So I hope you all enjoy. And I, like I said, I will be back.
scar like a new baby's cry. There's a bird on the wing and the song.